Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
You're listening to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Killian, alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. David Lee and Kyle Alexander are retirement income planning specialists at Mach 1 Financial Group. You can also reach out to them by calling 479-876-2100. Here on the podcast today, David, let's talk about retirement planning myths. There's almost an endless list of retirement planning myths out there, right, that need to be debunked. So let's talk about a couple of these, and you can kind of get your MythBuster on, if you will. Let's talk about don't touch the principal, just live off the interest. Why is that a myth?
Well, you know, in theory, it's the dream, right? That's the dream that everyone have. They think that everyone has. They think back to the 80s, back when CD rates were, you know, double digit, and retirees could realistically, you know, accumulate a modest sum of retirement savings, put that money in that double digit interest bearing CD, and be able to realistically just live off the interest and live a decent lifestyle. But obviously we all know that we're living in a much, much different interest rate environment today than we had back in the 80s when perhaps your parents retired. It's just not realistic unless you've accumulated a very, very large nest egg and or you live in a very, very modest lifestyle. For many people, it's not realistic to be able to just earn 2 or 3% interest and be able to have that small rate of interest be enough to meet your income needs for a modest lifestyle. Because let's face it, that is the interest rate environment that we're living in today. If you want a guaranteed safe rate of return, where you buy a fixed rate investment that, again, is guaranteed, where you've got some sort of backup, like from an insurance company, for example, a fixed rate annuity, where you have a very high level of protection and a guaranteed rate of return for a multi-year period of time, realistically, the best you're going to get is somewhere in the neighborhood of 3%, maybe slightly less than 3, maybe barely over 3, but somewhere in the neighborhood of the high 2s to the low 3s is about the best quote unquote safe rate of return that you can get in this interest rate environment. For most people, that is not a sufficient rate of return to generate their lifestyle income needs based off of the amount of retirement savings that they've accumulated. So it requires a different approach. It requires, for most people, I'll tell you this, I've probably done hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of retirement analyses over the last 12 years. In my experience, the vast majority of people we see are needing a target rate of return of somewhere between 6 to 8%. I'd say that's average from what I'm seeing. If the safe rate of return is 3, but you need, let's say, 6 to make ends meet, how do you bridge that gap? Well, you're going to have a different approach. Obviously, you can't put all of your money in a 3% annuity and have your income goal met. Or if you did, your principal would be shrinking consistently and steadily over time, and eventually you would run out of money. Well, no one wants to do that. So how do you come up with a plan where you have a realistic chance of never running out of money and generating the 6% rate of return that we calculate that you would need? Well, it requires a different approach. In a low interest rate environment, we would use fixed annuities, or indexed annuities, I should say, to replace the bond component of a portfolio, where a typical advisor would recommend a portfolio of bonds or bond mutual funds. We would recommend indexed annuities because you don't have the interest rate risk that you have with a bond portfolio, and you don't have the market risk that you would have with the stock portfolio. And you're going to generate a modest, let's say about a 4% per year average rate of return, most likely, which is a bond type rate of return with an indexed annuity type of product. But what if you need a 6% per year average rate of return? Well, obviously 4 is not going to cut it. So you're going to have to do something with a portion of the portfolio that's going to be able to boost that rate of return from 4 upwards towards 6. So we would augment that with what we call a hedged equity strategy, where we buy a market index like the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the SPDR as it's known. Some of you may be familiar with that term. So we'd buy the SPDR ETF, but we hedge it on the downside so that max loss component we have on the downside is approximately 8% if the market were to fall apart on us. So that way we've got our upside potential linked to the S&P 500, we've got our portfolio protected by the annuity. And to get, kind of give you a quick example, let's say you had, just for a very simple example, let's say you had half your portfolio in the hedged equity strategy with a max loss potential of 8%, and you have the other half in an indexed annuity with a max loss of 0%. Well, half of zero is still zero, half of eight is four. So the maximum loss potential of the overall portfolio in that very simple scenario would only be 4%. And the return potential would probably be right around 6%. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a quick example. It's a lot more complicated than that, but I just use that as a quick example to illustrate how we're able to quantify how much risk you're taking on the downside, while at the same time maximizing your chance to hit your target rate of return. So for people who have higher target rates of return, we have to fold in some higher risk, higher return vehicles, such as our high probability option strategy and some other things like that. But hopefully, you know, the takeaway here is that in a low interest rate environment where the low interest rates that are available out there in most cases or in many cases is not sufficient to meet the demands of your monthly income needs throughout your retirement years, it's going to take a more sophisticated approach to try to boost that rate of return up to your target need while keeping the risk as close to zero as possible.
And if you need a better approach, a more sophisticated approach to your retirement plan, go ahead and give them a call, 479-876-2100, 479-876-2100. And as always, David, we certainly appreciate your time here on the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoyed it.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.